I promised a few duets in today's program. This is another.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid. How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yell,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entrenew, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you so much.
Clever lyrics, weren't they? Thanks for the Memory, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in a 1938 motion picture. Let's cross the Atlantic from North America to Great Britain.
Thank you.
wanted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony, singing when the strings of my heart. Was like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony, sing when the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else would I do again? But keep on repeating again and again, I love you, I love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing when the strings of my heart.
Ain't She Sweet was played by Mario Harp Lorenzi and his Rhythmics. I assume Mario Lorenzi played the harp. That was a recording made in London in 1935. Ain't She Sweet. And in the same year, Lou Stone and his orchestra recorded Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, written by James Hanley. And I presume the vocalist on that recording was Lou Stone, the orchestra leader.
Does it quite the way you do? you hold me, whenever you hold me, there's some kind of magic inside you. It keeps me from running, just keep it coming.
Julie Rogers, Nobody Does It Better, written by Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer Sager. I was looking for a recording of a song written by Wayne Carson Thompson, and I found one.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. I'm so happy that you're mine.
that, of course, was Elvis Presley. Always on My Mind, written by Wayne Carson Thompson and some of his collaborators. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the great musician and composer and conductor, Nelson Riddle. That was a recording which he made with his orchestra in 1971. He had a wonderful career, 3 Grammy Awards. One of the songs that he wrote for a film was awarded the Oscar for the best film of its year. Nelson Riddle, If I Love You, I Love How You Love Me, rather.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day. To the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you gotta make a showing, and you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a
1946, Peggy Lee and her then husband, Dave Barber, wrote It's a Good Day, and that was Peggy Lee's recording of It's a Good Day. My singer of renown for this week is an American and Canadian singer who was born in 1933, also an actor. His name is Robert Goulet. He originated the role of Sir Camelot in the 1960 Broadway production Camelot. He was a Grammy Award winner, and his career spanned almost six decades. Robert Goulet, his rendition of the song that you'll hear now, stopped the show when he sang it on Broadway. My singer of renown for the first week of June, Robert Goulet, sang If Ever I Would Leave You, just as he sang it on Broadway in 1960 in the musical production Camelot, written by Lerner and Lowe. And Robert Goulet's co-stars in that show were Richard Burton and Julie Andrews.
I should fall in love with you? Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say, for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Thank you.
that was a good fun recording, wasn't it? That was Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Ben Burney in 1925, played by Something Smith and the Redheads. And before that, the Melbourne band Tabasco recorded Sposen in 1999. And the vocal on that was by Harry Price. It was written in 1929 by Paul Denneker and by, who was it? Oh, yes, Andy Razaf. Goody Goody, written by Matty Melnick and Johnny Mercer, sung by Helen Ward with the orchestra of Benny Goodman.
Lovely, you're sleeping. weeds of the garden, thy scentless and
Irish poet Thomas Moore wrote words to a traditional melody, and it became The Last Rose of Summer. And that recording of the song was made in 2000 by Neil Morris, one of a trio known as the Celtic Tenors.
Thank you.
The American tenor Jan Peerce recorded "Oh Promise Me" in 1947. The song was composed by Reginald de Koven with lyrics by Clement Scott for an operetta titled Robin Hood, first performed in Chicago in 1890.
So no one can intrude. I feel romantic and the record changes automatic, baby. Sweetheart, we've hurried through our dinner, hurried through the dance, left before the picture show was through. Why did we hurry through the dinner? Hurry through the dance to leave some time for this. To hug a hug and kiss a kiss now. Take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie. I've got some kisses here, let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable, baby. Your show was through. Why did we hurry through the dinner, hurry through the dance, to leave some time for this? To hug a hug and kiss a kiss now. Take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie. I've got some kisses here, let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable, baby. Make yourself comfortable, baby.
Oh, Jerry, 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 you hard to get.
You're hard to get.
Jerry. Now, Jerry, I'll get you, yeah. Oh, Jerry,
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 don't you forget,
don't you forget.
Jerry, now, my Jerry, you'll be my pen.
And when I do, you'll soon find out just what love is all about.
Oh, Jerry,
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 you hard to get,
you're hard to get.
Jerry, now Jerry, I'll get you.
Thank you.
you get. Cherry, now cherry, I'll get you, yeah. Cherry, cherry, I'll get you, cherry. Mm, I will get you, yeah.
Sarah Vaughan sang Make Yourself Comfortable, and Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers sang Cherry.